KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a clear sky. It's 30 degrees in Atlantic, our 24-hour low 31. We dip below that just after 7 a.m. We look forward to be sunny today with a high of 59. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak report a Nebraska woman was arrested Friday afternoon on a drug charge. 20-year-old Kylan Mary Gates of Bellevue, Nebraska, was taken into custody in the 100 block of Prospect Street in Red Oak on a possession of prescription pills without a prescription charge. Gates was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. An investigation into an incident at a residence in Red Oak resulted in one person being arrested for two counts of child endangerment. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office's 36-year-old Eric James Goldberg of Exira was arrested at around 11:30 p.m. Thursday following an altercation that took place in a home where children were present. Goldberg was brought to the Audubon County Jail and held until making an appearance in front of the magistrate and then released. An investigation into the matter continues. Officials of the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force based in Council Bluffs report members of the Child Exploitation Task Force conducted an undercover operation with regard to a prostitution sting at an undisclosed location in Council Bluffs. During the operation, investigators arrested 15 individuals. 14 of them were charged with prostitution, and one was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. Among the people arrested were two from Western Iowa. They included Vincent Carroll Kane of Carroll and Nicole McNeely of Council Bluffs, both of whom were charged with prostitution. The Child Exploitation Task Force includes members of the Council Bluffs Police Department, Pottawatomie and Mills County Sheriff's Departments, the Omaha and La Vista, Nebraska Police Departments, and the FBI. A former Denison police officer is protesting his removal from the force. A press release from Denison Mayor Dan Linen says Ray Ohl was fired February 5th because of insubordination and other misconduct. Ohl has requested a public hearing before the Denison City Council about the issues connected to his removal. A date for the public hearing was pending. The Daily Nonpareil says Ohl was the department's canine officer until he was removed from that duty on December 29th of last year. In an interview with the paper 3 weeks ago, Denison Police Chief John Emsweiler said he could not discuss the event for which Ohl was removed as the canine handler. 2 days after Ohl was taken off canine duty, Chief Emsweiler became the subject of a complaint for an incident that involved Ohl. On December 31st, Crawford County Sheriff Jim Steinkuhler was contacted by an individual who had a complaint about Emsweiler. The sheriff referred the individual to the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. Ohl organized and was among a small group of people that protested outside Denison City Hall on Wednesday, holding signs up about equality, race relations, and doing the right thing. Jeff Greenwood, communications director for the Office of the Attorney General of Iowa, said his office is waiting for a report from the DCI before an investigation moves forward. Asked if the city intended to file charges against any of the individuals apparently in possession of confidential personnel information, Linen said the investigation was ongoing and he could not comment. A motorist who was distracted by a friend caused an accident Thursday evening in Creston that resulted in possible unknown injuries. Authorities said Friday, 18-year-old Paul Carruthers of Lenox was driving a 1992 Dodge pickup east on Highway 34 at around 5:10 p.m. when he saw a friend waving him down from the opposite side of the street. When Carruthers attempted to make a right turn onto Cherry Street in Creston, his pickup hit a 2008 Chevy Impala that was in the adjacent lane of the two-lane road. The impact caused the car to hit a utility pole head-on, resulting in the vehicle's airbags being deployed. The driver of the vehicle, 53-year-old Angela Vicker of Creston, was checked out at the scene by medics and then released. Carruthers was cited for the incident. Damage from the collision amounted to $5,500. The Union County Sheriff's Office Friday issued a report on recent arrests and incidents. Sheriff's officials say a woman from Lorimore reported on February 5th that someone kicked in the side walk-in door to her garage located in the 800 block of Main Street. The incident, which occurred sometime between 6 and 9 p.m. on February 5th, resulted in damage to the door that amounted to $100, but nothing was reported missing. The sheriff's office said also that 41-year-old Virginia Jean Kesey of Adair was arrested February 10th at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Kesey was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for probation violation. The woman was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail. And a Creston man, 18-year-old Daryl Malik Thornton Culbertson, was arrested February 16th in Adams County on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Culbertson was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the United Way of the Midlands is marking its 13th year of providing a wide array of services to people across western Iowa and in Nebraska. through calling 211. Lena Thompson, the call center's director, said the program has come a long way since it was launched.
We started as a pilot with three counties. Now we have the ability to cover the whole entire state of Nebraska, which is 93 counties, and we cover 9 counties in the southwest Iowa area.
She says 211 is a one-stop shop for answers on all sorts of services and aid.
211 is information and referral primarily. So we get calls for people who might need rent, utility assistance, a food pantry, back-to-school programs, substance abuse, just a wide variety of things.
The service will continue to expand in the years ahead.
Our future goals is to start doing text messaging and chat services. So we're hoping to do text messaging this year and maybe expand into chat perhaps the end of the year or early next year.
Nearly 57,000 calls were made to the 211 call center last year, and the website was accessed some 47,000 times. Thompson says statistics show nearly 30% of the calls were for utility assistance, 23% were for help with rent, and 9% for food assistance. What you should know about heart attacks is the topic of this month's session of Healthy You, which will be held Monday, February 29th at 5:30 p.m. at the Cass County Health System here in Atlantic. Anand Deshmukh, a doctor, will present the information about heart attack causes, symptoms, and treatments. Dr. Deshmukh is a visiting cardiologist at CCMH from Methodist Physicians Clinic Heart Care Center. The session, again on Monday, February 29th at 5:30 p.m., is in Conference Room 2 of the Cass County Health System. Healthy You is a free educational series offered by Cass County Health System that focuses on a different health topic each month. All registered attendees receive a healthy boxed meal in addition to the educational program presented by medical professionals. If you'd like more information or to register for the next event, you can call 712-243-7479. And at some point in many women's lives, they'll have to make major financial decisions. Money Talk, a course offered locally this March by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, gives women the knowledge to make those decisions and improve their lives. Sandra McKinnon, family finance specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach, says women are often vulnerable when it comes to their financial future. They tend to live longer than men, have lower wages, be more conservative in their investments, and are in and out of the workforce more frequently. McKinnon says the Money Talk program is designed to help women improve their money management skills and overall level of financial knowledge. Participants will develop confidence in decision-making and gain control of their finances. The 5-session class will be held on Thursdays beginning March 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Registration deadline is February 29th. And among the topics that will be covered, financial basics, insurance essentials, investment fundamentals, retirement realities, and legal issues. The program is strictly educational using a research-based extension curriculum and does not promote any company or products. The cost for the 5-week program is $25 per person and includes all the sessions, handout materials, and a workbook that participants will use to track their goals and progress. If you'd like more information or to register, contact the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132. A registration form can also be found online at the Cass County Extension website at www.iastate.edu/Cass. In our funeral announcements this morning, Edward Fern, age 75, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Fern will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Alfred Cole, age 94, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Alfred Cole will be today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Yvonne Staples, age 81, of Carroll, died Monday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. A celebration of life service for Yvonne Staples will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Virgil Coob, age 85, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Virgil Coob will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Allen Worley, age 50, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Richard Worley will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. And Judy Stevenson, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Judy Stevenson are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.